responsibility to be both sympathetic and supportive of devolution as it currently exists. And what I would like to see happen now is a constitutional convention. We should be looking at ways of making the post-devolution UK as adaptable as possible and creatively looking at different solutions. Voters shouldn't be forced into a straight choice between independence and the status quo. And it simply isn't just a matter of more devolution or less devolution. There should be an open debate about how the UK itself might function more responsively to the needs of its constituent parts. I'm open to discussion about what form a convention should take, but the key point is that it should allow a variety of opinion formers and members of the public to ensure that politicians can focus on the really important issues like jobs and growth. We've seen a lot of discussion over the course of the past few weeks about the Constitution. We have to ensure there's a mechanism where that can be looked at, but that we don't lose sight of the fact that the most important issues that affect people at the moment are those of the economy and jobs. And that is where this government's focus will be. But the debate on the UK's future is a matter for all of us, and it shouldn't be led by constant reactions to events in Scotland. It's important, of course, that the Silk Commission continues with its work as well. It's important that we realise that we cannot look at all the different aspects of devolution in isolation. The West Lothian question is important, but looking at it on its own without looking at the wider implications of the UK simply won't work. It's attractive to say English votes on English laws, but where does it lead us, for example, in terms of the EU, where at the moment an English agriculture minister casts a vote on behalf of the whole UK on agricultural policy? So there are wider questions that need to be considered, and that is the way in which the UK government wishes to go. Let me turn to the European Union. The European Union is the other union of fundamental importance to Wales. Over 500 firms in Wales exploit the single market to export over £5 billion annually to the rest of the EU. And this level of activity supports over 150,000 jobs in Wales. We have to make sure that this continues. I've said before that in these uncertain economic times, disengagement from Europe is the last thing we need, and that the UK should be taking centre stage to drive forward the economic debate. It's unwise that the UK is sitting on the sidelines when we should be at the centre of debate. Alan Davis, the Deputy Minister, is a regular visitor to Brussels. He's there again today for the meeting that's taking place of the Agriculture Council. I'll be heading there next month to underline our close relationship with the EU and to make sure that Wales's voice is heard loud and clear.